Pope Francis is taking the unprecedented step of issuing a formal opinion on the environment. The pontiff believes humankind has a moral obligation to radically change its behavior in order to protect the planet for future generations. Some Milwaukee-area nuns have already incorporated that attitude into their work. They've been transforming their campus off Lake Michigan with an eye on sustainability of both the land and the human spirit. Spring peeper frog song fill the air as Sister Mary Lou Schramer finishes harvesting 200 onions.
Which is nothing.
She surveys her 86 by 108-foot plot, fenced, to ward off nibbling deer. Over the winter, nuns nurtured 5,000 seedlings in the nearby convent basement. Now the plants flourish in vegetable and flower beds.
Those are all potatoes. Four different kinds.
Last year, the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi harvested 4,000 pounds of vegetables at their campus in St. Francis, the site of the former St. Mary's Academy. The garden was one of the first signs of transformation on the nuns' 22-acre parcel.
Good, yeah, just sprinkle them.
Fellow sister Helene Mertis explains that in 2009, the nuns began planning how to transform the land. They launched an environmental sustainability study.
They appointed a land use committee, which the two of us chair. And so we looked over the land we know we could do something with. We looked at the wetland, which goes from here all the way down that way. It's about 2.5 acres.
Sister Helene says caring for the earth, as well as for people, is core to the Franciscan spirit. The sisters got a $20,000 restoration grant to fund the removal of 9 dumpsters full of invasive plants. Sister Helene says they whacked and sprayed the unwanted invaders into submission.
Pretty nice now.
Oh, yeah.
And we had an old athletic field up here that all they did was mow and mow and mow and mow and put chemicals and mow. So we decided to build an urban forest, which is quite well on its way. We put about 250 trees in there, and now we're trying to work on the understory.
Stacks of bee boxes and pods occupy a more secluded area. Sister Mary Lou says they are the domain of a partnering beekeeping expert.
He does education here. So he brings them here to teach them how to take care of the bees.
Boy Scouts helped construct a wood chip path through the urban forest and soon will plunk benches they've built along the way.
We do have a lot of helpers.
A group that we call Habitat Healers. And we work every Thursday morning. And we work wherever it's needed. It's either pulling thistles in the wetland or if it's whatever it needs.
Sister Helene says they want their headquarters to become a gathering center for groups concerned about the environment.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do on that. It's a lot. And we have to do some more planning on it.
Last winter, the nuns offered some classes and lectures and plan to schedule more. Sister Helene hopes combining environmental stewardship with spirituality will be their legacy, despite dwindling numbers of sisters. Sister Adele Thibodeau, who heads the vocation office, says the last new recruit joined the order 9 years ago. Yet, the nun is hopeful.
When people meet us and fall in love both with these grounds and with understanding the care of people, but also the care of the earth, I think they sort of pick up on that if they don't already have it.
Pope Francis is counting on a global audience to mobilize the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. Sister Adele exudes a quiet, faith-filled optimism that solutions will come.
All will be well. We don't quite know how, but it will be well.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.